The Labour Party caucus is meeting today in New Plymouth for its annual get-together. And midway through the retreat, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern will also announce if Northland will move to Orange. That decision has already been made. It was discussed yesterday in Labour's first cabinet meeting of 2022, one of many COVID-related issues on the table. Joining me now is political reporter Katie Scotcher. Kia ora, Katie. What else are we expecting from the Prime Minister today?
Max. Well, we know that cabinet ministers yesterday were also considering how prepared we are for the Omicron variant and what further measures could be introduced ahead of this inevitable outbreak in the community. Jacinda Ardern's already said that it's going to be a matter of when, not if, it leaks into the community here. And she's also signalled changes to things like testing, isolating and contact tracing. So she'll be announcing the outcome of that discussion this afternoon. Obviously, we'll also be hearing details of any decisions about the traffic light system following yesterday's post-Christmas break check-in. As you mentioned, Northland is, of course, the main focus here. It's been at red since the country moved to the new framework at the end of last year, and that's because of the low vaccination rate in the region compared with the rest of the country. I think as it stands, it's still only the only region that hasn't reached 90% single-dosed and is about 86% double-dosed at the moment. Obviously, ministers would have also considered the rest of the country in this too and whether any regions that are orange can move to green. But I don't think it would be too surprising if Cabinet chose to stick with the current settings and keep everyone at orange because of that threat from Omicron, and especially considering that news coming out of Auckland this morning.
But if that traffic light decision was made yesterday, why are we only hearing about it today?
Yeah, well, we would normally have a press conference, a post-cabinet press conference with the Prime Minister following that meeting, but ministers actually met in New Plymouth yesterday. They're here for the Labour Party caucus retreat that started last night, almost immediately after the cabinet meeting, with a dinner and some workshops. So instead, Jacinda Ardern will be speaking to media and making that announcement in the middle of the retreat at about 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Yeah, about that retreat, what can we expect? Some team-building exercises, perhaps? Trust falls?
Well, they certainly won't be out enjoying the sun. It's very miserable here this morning. But there will be an address, a speech from Jacinda Ardern this morning. She'll be delivering sort of a scene-setter speech to the caucus, kind of laying out the year ahead. COVID-19 is obviously going to be a big part of 2022, so no doubt she'll touch on that. But there's lots the government wants to focus on as well. Obviously, the progress on major health and RMA reforms, work on climate change, housing. So I'm sure she will talk about that too. The government obviously will not be wanting to enter the election, which is next year, carrying that reputation that it's failed to deliver. So it'll be wanting to kickstart what I'm sure the Labour caucus will be hoping will be a busy year ahead.
Kia ora, that is our political reporter, Katie Scotcher.